Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
3:37 on WTMJ. He's a friend of the show, often fills in for John when he's gone on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Telly Hughes. Hey, Telly.
Hey, Julia. How are you?
Hey, I wanted to play something for you because Brewers now have a 3-game lead over the Dodgers for the best record in baseball. And here's Jake Bowers on the series win.
You take 3 out of 4. It feels good, and I think it lets everybody in the clubhouse know that we can play with these guys. Whatever happens in October is whatever happens, but I mean, I think the anticipation is we're going to have to get through these guys. So just for everyone to come in here and see that we can hang with these guys, we can play with them, and if we execute, we can beat them.
You know, I think that's the good thing because the last series, they didn't win over the Dodgers, and they didn't sweep, obviously, but they did a fantastic job holding up against a team that has a budget, what, 3 times more than the Brewers?
At the very least. Julia, I am actually extremely excited about the Brewers. And recently, I've been traveling. I'm now in Arizona. I was just in Atlanta. And I have appeared on a couple of friends' podcasts. And their first question is, are the Brewers for real this year? Do they have enough to do it? And up until this point, I was very hesitant to say yes, because we have seen this story before. Great regular seasons, and they fall short when it's time to go up against the big boys. But now they have a 3-game lead in terms of the best record in baseball, which means home field advantage. They now own the head-to-head advantage against the Dodgers if they were to meet later in the postseason. And so I have been hesitant because I haven't felt like the pitching has been there. But the way that Logan Henderson and Gasser are complimenting the Miz, I do believe they now have enough to beat the Dodgers. And they just proved that over the weekend.
Well, to follow up on that, Telly, I was very curious. So I have a friend who was out in L.A. for the game yesterday. You had a guy in Skubal who, it was very publicly revealed afterwards, we tried hard to go and we didn't end up getting. He goes up against, as you mentioned, Henderson. And Henderson ruled the day. He definitely was the better of the two. 7 innings, 3 hits, just the 1 run allowed. You're saying the Brewers can go up there against this Dodgers team. Do you think, though, whether it's Henderson or somebody else other than the Miz, who is that X factor in the starting rotation? Has Henderson sort of eked his way over where Kyle Harrison kind of occupied in the first half of the season, given his dip in the second so far?
Adam, great observation, because I do believe that Harrison can step up. But, I mean, again, to have Henderson the way he's been pitching in this second half, I think those are really two good options. And now that not getting Skubal is starting to look good because, A, you didn't have to give up a bunch of things to get two pieces that you already have in your organization and currently in your rotation. And young pitchers are going to have ups and downs. I mean, because figuring out how to go through lineups 2 and 3 times in an outing is really tough at the big league level, because these guys get paid a lot of money to hit as well. So again, I think that that is pretty common when you're a new pitcher, because hitters are going to figure out some of your tendencies. And with Harrison kind of having, a dip in the second half, that doesn't mean that come postseason he can't be a factor if it's in the bullpen or in the rotation. But the way that Logan Henderson is pitching right now, I could see why Matt Arnold made him and named him one of the untouchables, because that's who Detroit really wanted in exchange for Scoobal. And I mean, you're talking about a guy that's in his second big league season versus a guy that, yes, he's a two-time Cy Young Award winner, but if I'm not mistaken, he's either 30 or pushing 30. So again, I can see why Matt Arnold said, Logan Henderson, can't touch him. We'll talk about anybody else.
I wanted to play this for you because Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, leads the MLB with 210 strikeouts. This one that I'm about to play at the bottom of the fifth, Brewers lead 4-1. We now have two outs, just struck out Shohei Ohtani with the bases loaded. It gets easier now. Nope, comes Freddie Freeman. Miz, being Miz, gets Freeman swinging on another slider to strand all three runners, then lets out this roar. Here's Jeff on the call.
1-2 on Freddie Freeman. The set, the pitch. Struck him out swinging. Dropped another slider on him, and Mizorowski pumps a fist as he strikes out Ohtani, then Freeman to get out of a bases-loaded jam in the fifth.
Shows that he is so reliable, and why he might be scarier when people think that he's not throwing 105s or 105.5. Yeah. But a lot of people are worried that he might get injured. Is that something that are people Debbie Downers with that, or is that a real thing? He's 23.
I do believe those are people that are Debbie Downers, because if they don't think that the Brewers are tracking his innings, tracking his pitch count, they even track how many pitches he throw in warm-up. And people are really victims of, you know, they're really victims of the moment, because here it is, not even a 2 months removed from the All-Star break, really not even a month removed from the All-Star break. And when we came out of the All-Star break, what happened? They held the Miz out to give him extra rest.
Right.
And at the time, that was such a big deal. Oh my gosh, is he hurt? Is he this? Is he that? It's all a part of the plan. And the Brewers now have a pitcher that they are going to take into the postseason that a lot of swing and misses are going to happen. He's a big, high strikeout guy. And if you notice, he doesn't pitch more than six innings.
Right.
Every outing, he's not going more than six innings. It's not because he can't. It's because they know how many pitches, how many innings they want to make sure, and they believe that will maintain his freshness come postseason.
Telly Hughes, he'll be on with us. I think you're with me Thursday. Yes, Thursday on Wisconsin's
Thursday,
Afternoon
yes.
News. All right, see you then.